Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they think they might have found a cure to sex addiction. Now, this didn't make headlines because the average person's like, why would I want to cure that, you know? We have too much of a problem with hyposexual desire disorder, which is a whole other issue we should probably talk about. But we do have a sex addiction diagnosis. We have a sex addiction condition. A lot of people don't really understand the definition of sex addiction. Okay, it's somebody addicted to sex. Now, I think it was Tiger Woods that had claimed, you know, that the reason why he cheated on his wife was because he had a sex addiction. Okay, here's my issue with that. And this isn't just specific to him. But when somebody cheats on their spouse with somebody good-looking, that's cheating. If somebody cheats on their spouse every day, and it doesn't matter what they look like, that's sex addiction. Okay, I mean, if you're addicted to sex, that means you'll have sex with whatever. I mean, and whoever. Right? But if you're, like, you know, picking out the pretties or the handsomes, that's not sex addiction. Okay? All right, now there's a definition. I do have a definition here. Hold on a second here. Okay, sex addiction, or hypersexuality, being hypersexual, is defined as a dysfunctional preoccupation with sexual fantasy. Now, a lot of us fantasize. We fantasize about sex all the time. But if you can't, like, get through work, if you can't get through, like, if I can't get through this segment because I'm thinking about sex, that's a problem. All right? And it's often in combination with the obsessive pursuit of casual or non-intimate sex. See, you know, if you always want to be in love and you're trying to find somebody you're in love with, okay, that's not necessarily sex addiction. Sex is more of an act. So if you just want to, like, have sex and climax, that would fall under that. But if you're like, well, I really want to fall in love and I'm falling in love with this person, this person, this person, that's a little different. Okay, that's some other sort of issue. So if you are, let's say, completely preoccupied with porn, don't panic, okay? It's porn and non-intimate sex and compulsive masturbation and objectifying your partners, right? And you do this for over a period of 6 months, you will be given a sex addiction diagnosis. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get government, okay, you know, subsidies. It doesn't mean you're going to qualify for ADA. Maybe you will qualify for ADA. I wonder, now that there's so many things you could qualify under the American with Disabilities Act, I wonder if you can't get fired if you watch porn at work because you're a sex addict. There's a some of you guys who got fired for watching porn at work, you might need to, you might need to look at that. So, again, I don't want to panic people. There's a lot of you guys out there that look at porn all the time. That doesn't necessarily mean you're a sex addict, okay? That's fine. But, that is something to kind of think about in terms of there are a lot of people where they just can't go a day or a morning or a shift at work without relieving themselves. And in society, that doesn't work, okay? I mean, you're going to get fired. You're going to get accused of assault. You're going to get accused of something if somebody catches you. And so there's a time and a place. Now, many people will blame their partner for being a sex addict. They'll say, well, because I'm not getting it at home, so I think about it preoccupied. No. Okay? All right? You could think about sex. You could be preoccupied. By the way, this has nothing to do with what you get turned on. When we talk about sex addiction, and let's say you get turned on by a teddy bear, this has nothing to do with fetishes. Fetishes have a whole different category. So you being turned on by different things, that doesn't qualify as sex addict. Sex addict is your acting on it. Okay, and continuously and compulsively. Apparently, Michael Douglas has admitted he was a sex addict. There's a lot of stars out there that, you know, when they get caught, well, you know, I have an addiction. Feel sorry for me. That's what everybody does. Somebody does something, like, we got to feel sorry for me. Well, now there's research saying, lay on the sympathy because they may have too much oxytocin. Oxytocin is the love cuddly hormone that make people want to cuddle and love and whatever. And they say some people with sex addiction, they looked at 60 men who were diagnosed with sex addiction at the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, and they found that many of them had a genetic tendency to have more oxytocin. Okay, well, that's all fine and dandy, but this is what I recommend to anybody who's trying to contemplate whether they have a disabling disease or if they just need to kind of control themselves, okay? I think as animals, all right, we are put under very, very restrictive boundaries when we live in a society like we do, okay? I mean, we're designed to eat, sleep, have sex, poop, fart, whatever. And in society, we're not supposed to be doing that all the time, okay? You got to wait till your shift is over, or you got to wait till you reach a bathroom to potty. You can't be in an elevator and fart. So we have all these restrictions, and as humans, we're adapting, and we're adapting well, but we're still animals. And so in the olden days, in caveman days, what did you do for entertainment? What did you do when the drive, when the feeling, you know, arose? You had sex. And so we need to be very, very careful about using these diagnoses when it's just people being people. Now, true, we don't want people cheating on their spouse. We don't want people getting fired from work. We want people controlling it. But that's kind of the tendency we do. The tendency we have is we give a diagnosis. Like, same thing with eating disorders. If somebody likes to always eat, okay, you know, we might give them a compulsive eating disorder, but what did we do in caveman days? Okay, if you were picking berries and you were hungry, you ate the berry. When you were hungry, you ate. When you weren't hungry, you didn't eat. And so I, you know, just caution people when they throw around these diagnoses of sex addiction or compulsive eating or whatever to, you know, really kind of take a look and go, look, is this something where this person is doing beyond? Because what we do is we compare you to other people. If you're doing, you know, more than what other people do, you're kind of put in a different box. But, you know, look at their situation. And if they really can't get through a day without thinking about sex or porn or whatever, yeah, maybe they need some help. But if they can't get through an hour, then they need help. So, you know, just kind of watch the definitions. But it was kind of interesting that they found this big breakthrough with oxytocin. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back on 877.Dolly. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So it looks like every time you turn around, there's a new tropical storm. CNN is reporting three tropical storms spinning around the Atlantic. We now have Tropical Storm Karen. Now, I understand. I was, you know, at the theater yesterday, so I had to go to the theater. I was at an old bougie. I got to go to a play yesterday. Once it's all Wicked, it was good. But anyway, and, you know, with football, I don't really watch the news on Sundays. Apparently, we got Tropical Storms Karen, Jerry, and Lorenzo spinning across the Atlantic Basin. Two of the storms have threatened islands. So right now, we have Karen tracking across the Caribbean towards Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The storm is packing 40 miles an hour winds, moving northwest at 8 miles an hour. It could take a more northerly direction early Tuesday, and they believe could arrive by midday in Puerto Rico. Storm formed early Sunday near Grenada. and passed between the island and St. Vincent and the Grenadines Sunday morning. So by Monday, the storm took a turn north, prompted the National Hurricane Center to issue a tropical storm warning for Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the British Virgin Islands. So we're watching that one. Now, basically, what's a tropical storm warning? It means that a tropical storm condition are expected somewhere in the area within 36 hours. There is a good chance it could still weaken to a depression, but still rainfall and surge could be dangerous. According to CNN, the storm could bring enough rain to cause flash flooding and mudslides. Remember, Puerto Rico is still recovering from, what was it, Maria? Hurricane Maria? So they're worried that you could have isolated storm totals of 8 inches falling across the islands. But they hope it passes over pretty quickly, okay? And now we got Jerry. Jerry, Tropical Storm Jerry, still in the Atlantic, moving north-northwest. It is expected to turn towards the northeast, but may come close to Bermuda. Their tropical storm force winds could arrive as early as Tuesday afternoon. They say a tropical storm warning has been issued for the island. Large swells are expected to affect the coast of Bermuda during the next few days, according to the National Hurricane Center. They say these swells could cause life-threatening rip currents. Then we got tropical storm Lorenzo. Now, Lorenzo has formed a few hundred miles south of the Cabo Verde Islands. It's heading westward over the Atlantic at about 18 miles per hour. They think it's going to move northwest Monday night and remain on its track through the middle of the week. So we got these three storms that we're watching. Not sure if they're going to turn into hurricanes or not, but definitely a very active hurricane season. I mean, they said it was going to be active, but not this active. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Last thing any of those islands need is any more rain. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Minnesota man has contracted a rare fungal infection that actually killed his dog a year ago. As if losing a dog isn't enough, he's been battling the same illness. Scott Donahue of Park Rapids was diagnosed with blastomycosis. He's actually been on a ventilator three times, had a tracheotomy. He also had to have a feeding tube, so a tracheotomy was helping breathe, where they can put air directly to the trachea. And then he had a feeding tube, and he's been in the hospital for over 3 months. They said they told my kids the second time I was put on a ventilator that they should get the family together because he wasn't going to make it. Now, he's diabetic, which could put him more at risk of getting a fungal infection, but he's lucky to be here, and that's what he says. So he's been battling this rare fungus since March, and we don't know how the hell he got this fungus. Usually, blastomycosis is in soil or decomposing wood and leaves. And he says he doesn't work with soil and hasn't been down to his dock because of the snow. But the dog was diagnosed with the fungal infection last year, happened through the woods, down to the water, before he started with a hacking cough. It progressed to vomiting. Unfortunately, he convulsed, probably affected the brain, and then died. So symptoms of blastomycosis usually appear between 3 weeks and 3 months after a person, anywhere between 3 weeks and 3 months, has breathed in these little fungal spores. Now, a lot of us get exposed to it. We don't get sick. But if you have an immunocompromised system or if you are a little more vulnerable being diabetic, you could get fever, cough, night sweats, muscle aches, weight loss, chest pain, and fatigue. So they look very, very similar to somebody with tuberculosis. Now, for Mr. Donahue, his medical issues also started with a severe cough. It eventually progressed to vomiting. After 5 days of antibiotics, didn't help relieve what he had. They were like, you know what? He's got to go to the hospital. So his son's called an ambulance. And then in Fargo, North Dakota, a specialist diagnosed him with blastomycosis. So he lost 40 pounds. His back still hurts. He used to weigh 175. He used to have pretty good arm muscles. He now uses a walker and a cane. He looks like a twig. Has almost no muscle tone. He turned 50 when he was in the hospital. So his twin sons have moved home to take care of him. He has physical therapy, and he's on an antifungal drug. But whoa! One of the smallest of the microbes out there could take a strapping man down. I mean, we really underestimate the crap that we are, you know, surrounded by. You can't really prevent this. I mean, there's no vaccine to prevent it. According to the CDC, it's probably impossible to avoid being exposed. But if you do have weakened immune systems, you might need to avoid messing around with soil or certain water systems. I mean, what kind of advice is that? You know, what the hell are you supposed to do? You know, I just want to take a second here. I got my butt chewed out by some patients on telemedicine again. And I need to just put this out there, people, okay? Telemedicine is now starting to take over primary care, where when you have an infection, you're able to call a telemedicine company, and thank God they're out there, and helping those that don't have access to going to a doctor. And people expect antibiotics right out the gate. And sometimes you'll get one. Sometimes we'll think you need one and we'll give you one. Sometimes you'll get a doctor that's like, oh, fine by me. And then you have other times where the doctor's like, no, wait a second here. Okay, something doesn't sound right. You just had an antibiotic and you're still sick. Something's not right. Get yourself checked out. If a doctor gives you that advice, that something doesn't sound right and I'm worried about you and I want you getting yourself checked out, please don't cuss them out. Please don't rip them a new one. Please don't insult their education. Because maybe this lung infection is a fungal infection. Maybe your headache is from an amoeba. Maybe the reason why you're having heartburn, despite you being on antacids, is because it's not GI related, but it's your heart. And I'm really amazed at the lack of gratitude out there by people that actually get some damn good life-saving advice. But because they aren't getting the antibiotic or the medicine they want, they're mean. And, I mean, you need to have an open mind. And I'm not saying most of you guys are going to get this blastomycosis thing. But I can't tell you how many times people have been on an antibiotic, their lung infection isn't better. And I'm like, guys, go in and have somebody examine your lungs. Get an x-ray, get a TB test, get a fungal test. And rather than, you know, thank you, doctor, I didn't even think about that. You know, I didn't think about it. I'm going to go get myself checked out. They rip you a new one. And, you know, I mean, I love people. And I always like to think people are good. And people are smart. But when somebody does that, I'm like, I don't need a thank you. I don't need gratitude. But I sure as hell don't need somebody ripping me a new one. But people want their medicine. They want to treat themselves. They think they know what they have. They think they're educated on the internet or something treated something in the past. You know, I told you, I have a friend of mine whose doctor kept treating her for a UTI and she ended up having cancer, stage 3 cervical cancer. All right? If the urine culture doesn't come back positive, it's not a UTI. Somebody figure out then what the hell is going on. This isn't her fault. She went to the doctor. She didn't use telemedicine. She went to the doctor. Okay? I mean, we go, well, you know, something helped in the past, so it worked, or... No. Just because something worked for you in the past, or a test was negative in the past, doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be forever. Well, my mammogram was normal last year, so it's fine this year. No, that makes no sense. Now, true, if you have a skin lesion, a little skin freckle, and it's always been there, it's not changed, yeah, probably it's benign. But, you know, there's a chance you could be wrong. There's a chance your doctor could be wrong. Your nurse practitioner could be wrong. Your PA could be wrong. So just, you know, before you see a doctor in person or talk to them on the phone and get mad that they give you different advice from what you were hoping, just listen to it. That's all I'm asking. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at the United Nations for a three-day visit during its General Assembly. The president is making a big push for the UN to truly focus its attention on global religious liberty.
Approximately 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious liberty is threatened, restricted, or even banned. And when I heard that number, I said, please go back and check it because it can't possibly be correct. And sadly, it was 80%.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is denying claims that the president pressured Ukraine's government to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Giuliani, speaking on Fox Business, claims to have more damaging information about the Biden family's connection to Ukraine.
You start asking Biden, he's going to fall apart. It's not over. There's a lot more evidence I'm going to put out. I put one out today, money laundering.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, did you guys hear about this? Apparently there's advocates asking for disabled people to be able to hire prostitutes using taxpayer money and to be able to purchase sex toys. Now, I believe this is happening in Australia, but expect it to come to America soon. And they got a point here. Let's kind of let's dissect this up here. All right. They say disabled people should be able to use taxpayers' money to access sex toys, therapies, and prostitutes in order to live a normal life. That's according to a support group the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The group is asking for sexual services and therapies to be covered under the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Now, apparently, a severely disabled woman has recently won the right to see a taxpayer-funded sex therapist to reach sexual release, and it costs over $10,000 a year. Now, People with Disability Australia spokesman Matt Bowden has described rights to sexual services as human need. This was reported in the Sydney Morning Herald. The National Disability Insurance Agency administers the NDIS. They do not cover sexual services for disabled people. That's a shock, really. They don't pay for prostitutes. Disability groups are fighting for the NDIS to implement a sexual policy. It covers sex toys, therapists, prostitutes, and education on sex and relationships. Disabled People's Organization Australia said disabled people are often labeled as asexual or hypersexual and are not given autonomy over their bodies. Now, Touching Base is an Australian organization which has assisted people with disabilities to connect with sex workers. The president of the organization, Saul Ibster, said disabled people shouldn't be expected to live the life of a nun. I mean, they got a point, but there's got to be a better way about this. Apparently, the claims come after a woman in her 40s with multiple sclerosis was unable to have a partner, and she won the rights to visit a specially trained sex therapist. The costs are going to be covered under their health and under the government insurance. After the woman argued that she was unable to masturbate and doesn't expect ever to have a partner to obtain her sexual release. So her NDIS application to use a sex therapist was originally rejected because the service doesn't cover sexual services. But the Administrative Appeals Tribunal overturned the decision after found the use of a sex therapist in her case was reasonable and necessary. She attributes her inability to locate a partner to her disability and has explained why that isn't so. So, she says the support will help her realize her potential for social and emotional development and to participate in a social life. Okay, so, wow. All right. Having taken care of people who have been severely disabled, I think offering services, all right, maybe an allowance for them to purchase healthy sex toys, education, having a therapist teach them what they could do to enjoy their bodies, I think is fine. And then I'm not at all for prostitution. And having people, I guess, medically help a person orgasm, that, no. Just too much to prostitution, no. No. But teaching a person how to self, allowing toys, teaching a proxy to help them, understandable. But this is where it gets kind of tricky. Okay, there are a lot of things that disabled people do not have access to that I think they should. I think disabled people need to have access to clean air and the woods and nature. I think they need to have access to sunlight and be able to be, you know, outside and have very similar experiences with nature that the rest of us do. Does that mean the health system has to pay for them to go camping? Has to pay for them to go outdoors? I mean, I would say that is even more healthy than a sex life. So, I mean, if we're going to choose, we should get them outside. We should get them out with nature. Pets. I think people with disabilities are at a huge loss because they can't have a pet. I think pets provide a lot for emotional health, mental health. So do we have health systems, socialized health systems out there that allow pets? Pets that are trained? Yeah, there are service dogs and things like that. But we're not talking a service dog. We're talking, you know, just a little doggy that, you know, or a kitty cat or whatever. And then pay for cleaning up and all that other stuff. So I think people with disabilities should be able to, you know, enjoy a bike ride, enjoy, you know, skiing, enjoy These are things that the non-disabled person gets to enjoy. But you see, where does it stop? And so either we cover it all, or we try to incentivize charities that can do these things. I mean, I think it's a wonderful thing to, you know, help people that aren't helped. But when we put it on the backs of the healthcare system, there's a problem. You know, like, you know, when we were talking about, you know, transgender surgery being paid for, that's expensive. Transgender surgery is very, very expensive. Should transgenders get a surgery when to become a, you know, different gender, when you have somebody else in the same prison system who needs a new kidney? Now, who gets the money for the surgery? Or somebody who needs better management of their diabetes or better management of their back pain or needs a back surgery. So where does the money go? Does the money go to the person with a medical condition with pain, or does the money go to a person who, you know, wants to, you know, have a new gender and they suffer from, you know, gender identity or being, I don't think they suffer from gender identity, just they're in a body they don't want to be. So then we have to have the conversation of, well, who gets the money? And so, you know, if you are going to pay for transgender surgery, I hope you're also paying for the kidney transplant and the cardiac stent and the back surgery. So, you know, the problem is these things may be wonderful sounding and we all may be in support, but if there's individuals that are like, well, what about me? You know, what about my issue? Then that's when we have a failing system. And I think it was California that said they're going to now give Medicaid to illegal immigrants. That sounds wonderful. That sounds really generous. And I think that's fantastic. They have the funds to do that. But what about the American citizens that aren't on Medicaid and don't have insurance? So are you going to give money to illegal, are you going to give health care to illegal immigrants but not citizens who fall short of that? And, but they've been busting their butt and they're here legally. So we, unfortunately, when we try to do good, we sometimes miss out on things that also need to be done. You might have disabled people there saying, look, okay, I need better, you know, wheelchairs or a better prosthetic. And it's nice that you're putting all this money to sex aid, but I don't need sex toys. I need a better prosthesis. So when we start to give money and demand that, you know, government health programs pay for this and that, you know, what I would do is get a consensus of what people need and then prioritize. And that's not that hard to do. You know, I'm taking over a new business, and it's really exciting. I'll tell you guys about it in a little bit. And I had spoken to the employees and I go, okay, this is what I want to do to help. I want to do this, this, and this. And they liked the majority of them, but one of the things I suggested to help, they're like, no, that actually doesn't work. And I'm like, oh, okay, then we won't do that. I mean, is anybody asking what people need? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got to talk football for a little bit, actually. Antonio Brown. I'm watching very closely what's been going on with Antonio Brown. I think a lot of the sports world is. Antonio Brown, for years, was a favorite, as you know, with the Steelers, one of the number one receivers, and very well liked. I liked him because I loved his touchdown celebrations, right? He was pretty known for, you know, doing some pretty, you know, cool moves, okay, that would get him in trouble. In fact, some of his moves have made touchdown celebrations illegal, and now you get fined if you do inappropriate touchdown celebrations. But Antonio Brown was a cocky son of a gun who pulled through, and many people would draft him number one on their, you know, fantasy football list and draft, and, you know, I was ready to put all my money on the Patriots going to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl, knowing Antonio Brown was going to be receiving. However, he has a slew of sexual assault allegations, and apparently his texts have gone viral. Now, he was picked up by the Raiders, dropped from the Raiders, picked up by the Patriots, and dropped by the Patriots. Dropped by the Patriots after 11 days. Of course, Tom Brady was interviewed about the situation on his weekly radio show for WEEI Boston. And they asked if he was surprised that Brown was released on Friday. Of course, Tom Brady had to be really, really careful, right? Because, again, you're innocent until proven guilty in this world. But you also don't want to show support for somebody that could be guilty. So Brady responded by, "I do have a lot of personal feelings, none of which I really care to share. That's about it. It's a difficult situation. That's kind of how I feel." So Tom Brady did a very, very political, I'm not going to go there sort of thing. Now, the Patriots released Brown on Friday, a day after he allegedly sent threatening text messages to one of his accusers. So in this latest one, it was an artist who was painting a mural at his home. Apparently what happened is the second day she was painting this mural at his home, she claims that he ghosted her without paying. She also claimed that he came up behind her naked, only wearing a towel, small towel. And I guess Brown had texted her saying, "Really sad you would make up a bull crap, you know, expletive story to the world. Thought you had more integrity and respect for yourself. Must be really hard times for you to make up some stuff for money. Super sad." So, also some other stuff was in the text. So Patriots are like, "No, we're done." And they release him. And before Brown moved to the Patriots, I guess he was posting memes of him being in a Patriot jersey and money around him and all that. And so, unfortunately, again, he was a little too cocky before, you know, this whole tsunami hit him. Right after he left the Raiders is when the first assault allegation came. So less than a week into his time with the Patriots, he's been charged in a civil suit in which he is accused of sexual assaulting his former trainer, Brittany Taylor. She allegedly one of the three incidents of the sexual assault included rape. Now, I think Taylor is being investigated. I think is being interviewed. I think the NFL is talking to Brown today. And Sports Illustrated then reported that a second woman who remains unidentified also accused of a sexual assault when she was at his home painting the mural. Now, again, if she doesn't come forward and actually ask for charges, the police do not get involved. So, well, what was Brown's Patriots stint like? Well, he played in the win over Miami Dolphins week two, finishing with 56 receiving yards and a touchdown. It was a 43-0 blowout. And at the time, Brady said Brown was off to a good start with the Patriots. In fact, Brady initially offered for Brown to stay in his mansion after signing a $15 million. Now, people want to know, well, is he going to still get paid? So what happens? From what we understand, the Patriots released him before they would have to pay. He was supposed to have a $30 million contract with the Oakland Raiders and then a $15 million contract with the New England Patriots. In the end, he's only received $150,000. So his contract with the Patriots included $10 million in guaranteed money. But Sports Illustrated points out that the contract stipulated that if Brown takes any action that materially undermines the public's respect or is critical of the club, players, teammates, or the club's ownership, coaches, management, operations, or policy, the contract is null and void. So his contract included a $9 million signing bonus and a $1 million salary. Since Brown only played for one game, he got paid $158,000. According to the Boston Globe, he was supposed to get his first installment of the signing bonus, $5 million, 3 days after the team released him. So he has filed a grievance to collect the full $10 million. He is going to be represented by his union, the NFL Players Association. He's 31 years old. He has made over $70 million during his nine-year career. He's one of the best wide receivers for the NFL, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But what's being kind of watched and closely watched is people have already kind of made an opinion about Antonio Brown. And some of the texts that we've seen have not been very, put him in the best light. But also, which is kind of ringing and making a lot of people's hair on the back of their neck stand up, is the whole Brett Kavanaugh saga, where people are considered guilty until they have to prove their innocence, as we saw with his accusers. And so, and people still debate whether he's innocent or not. And so I think everybody in the NFL, or in life general, that had a sexual relationship with somebody is very fearful that they could come back and say it wasn't consensual. Whether he raped her or not, that has yet to be determined, but he's already been released. And now he's a free agent, technically out of work. Not that I feel sorry for him, but we're really losing this innocent until proven guilty. Now, I understand exactly what the Patriots did. The Patriots probably saw a lot of the, you know, the texts, saw where this was going, didn't want the PR hassle, so said, look, we're fine without him. And they are. I mean, they'll make it to the Super Bowl without Antonio Brown. So they were probably like, it's not worth it. And they have every right to do that. Unfortunately, though, it still kind of perpetuates this you're guilty until proven innocent. And we've seen this over and over and over again in media, just in general, where you can't defend yourself. And I mean, you know, he will defend himself. Maybe he'll get his day in court. Maybe he'll be, you know, cleared. Who knows? But the damage is done. Maybe, again, it's self-inflicted. Maybe he did do it. Maybe he didn't. But the NFL is one of the most... The NFL has a lot of issues, Patriots especially, you know, with the whole Deflategate and all that. And a lot of people want the path of least resistance, whether they think you're innocent or not. And so the idea that there's going to be drama surrounding an employee is not anything that, you know, is attractive to bosses. And so, you know, Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars was speaking at Constitution Day. I was at Constitution Day event, emceeing. And, you know, he had said, like, with these kids, and, you know, we had opened the show talking about the little six-year-old who was arrested. When you arrest somebody and they have a record, they can't get a job, they can't do anything later in life. And there might be a better way to do it with some of these people that really, 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 you know, like in terms of kids, you know, don't really deserve jail, but they need, you know, they need rehab or they need, you know, vocational training, etc. And so my worry is, you know, we're trying to avoid mental illness. We're trying to avoid, you know, workplace violence. We're trying to, you know, be more progressive. But on the flip side, we're firing people the first second of drama. And, you know, maybe it's the safest move for your company, maybe not. But, you know, on one end, we're making matters worse when we're trying to progress on the other side. All right, you guys know what I'm saying. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.